that I became acting principal. Mm-hmm. April to in June of 62, they made me principal.
Okay.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was principal.
Okay.
Until this day, told me to retire in January of 80. Now, this one is acting up. But the doctor didn't worry about where I was working. He just said, my God, where have you been? Well, it started, that was 80. It probably started 11 years earlier because my football coach and athletic director, I used to borrow, I had circulation of anesthesia. But that stuff you put on a football player and make them forget to pay it and go back and play. I got something he supplied me with, so I did that. Not guessed in my health.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so how old are you now?
April 16th, 1920, I was 62.
Okay.
My mother was, I got a teenager, my parents, no, he was much older, 12 years. She was a teenage bride when I was born, and she was 16. She's 79 now.
Your mother?
Mm-hmm.
Where was she born?
Same area.
In
Yongzai, general, one farther down or what have you. Or St. Paul's Parish, whatever.
How about your father? Where was he
same
born?
Same area, Oakville, Tuckadoo River.
Okay.
My mother's still on the line. He's been dead since 72.
And what about your grandparents?
Father's people were born in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother's, but we gotta take it, my mother is the grandniece adopted as a child, just like adopted. So they were born in the area, they had their own land, lost it during the 30s, my grandmother did.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can almost you can pinpoint a little bit, say the White Point area. White Point farm belonged to the Stevens family. And my grandparents' land adjoined theirs.
Mm-hmm. That was your mother's parents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they were all from that same
all
area,
from same
all of them.
Yeah, she was in his church. He was my children said he was the baby of 16.
Wow.
So he wouldn't get married until mother died or just before she died, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She never got married. I don't understand the talk because she had a mother to take care of. Just out of all six of them, but then he was the baby. One of my aunts, when he died, she said, well, she would have to do what her mother asked her to take care of my baby. Although he was 26, 7, 28, one of those. And she was able, she buried him.
Hmm.
He got cancer. But he died in 72. She died in 91 or 2 or 3.
Hmm. Hmm. Now, what are some of the organizations that you belong to? I know you got a lot of myself on your wall in there.
Yeah, you look on the wall, you get some. I stopped at the church, Marshall Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
For that, I'm in the 30th. It's gonna be a little, it's the 30th. I've been clerk for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
almost, a couple
mm-hmm.
of months ago. And a trustee for the same period of time. The difference was about a month. I mean, the clerk, they had an upheaval in the church. Not the worst. They had a few worse ones than that when they formed two other churches. Back in history, 18-something. The church just finished the 125th anniversary. Despite the fact they formed two other churches. Marshfield of the church has moved farther for 125 years. And this is my folks, my parents are Amy's. But a Baptist, because I lived with some Baptist people when I came here to get an education. They were very nice to me.
And your folks were what?
My folks are EMEs, African
oh,
Baptist
uh-huh.
Episcopal,
uh-huh.
and I'm Baptist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not the greatest difference, but there is a big difference.